Greetings to Solidarity Breakfast from Sydney. Thank you for playing these Palestine Action Group recordings I do in Sydney every week. I think you're doing a wonderful job. Today we'll hear from Denise from the Healthcare Workers for Palestine, and after that, Jepka from Jews Against the Occupation.
Now more than ever, healthcare workers and everyone else need to stand up given the atrocities carried out recently in Gaza, the massacre, as I said, of those 15 paramedics in cold blood. So please welcome up Denise from the Healthcare Workers for Palestine group here.
My name is Denise. I'm a proud Lebanese woman born and raised. But firstly, I want to acknowledge that we're standing here today on stolen, unceded Aboriginal land. This is the land of the Gadigal people, always was and always will be. I acknowledge the multiple genocides inflicted by the European settlers on our Aboriginal people in this country. I acknowledge the pain and suffering they still carry today, and I stand in solidarity with them in their continued fight for justice and for truth-telling. I also stand in solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters in speaking out against this disgusting genocide that's being inflicted upon them. I feel sick to my stomach, and I'm sure you all do, watching the criminal attacks by the Israeli occupation on the healthcare system in Gaza. The IOF has carried out at least 670 attacks on healthcare services and facilities since October 7. At least 1,200 healthcare workers have been murdered in Gaza and thousands more injured. As of February, before the end of this so-called ceasefire, 50% of the hospitals were partially functional. And it's only gotten worse since then. And in the war on Lebanon, the Israeli military has attacked 67 hospitals, 56 primary healthcare centers, and has killed 222 Lebanese medical and emergency relief workers. Shame on them. And we must not forget the kidnapped healthcare workers. 384 of them have been unlawfully kidnapped, including the brave Dr. Hussam Abu Safia, who as of today has been detained for 100 days. With bogus trumped up charges of being an unlawful combatant, when all he did was stand his ground to protect his hospital, protect its doctors and nurses and staff, and protect its patients. Shame on them. If I try to recount all of these attacks, I would be here for days and weeks. But here are some of them that have been seared into my brain. I remember the bombing of Al Ahli Hospital, which killed at least 200 people sheltering in its courtyard. I remember the multiple sieges on Al Shifa Hospital, Al Nasir Hospital, Indonesian Hospital, Al Awda Hospital, Kamal Adwan Hospital, and others. I remember the mass graves found there on the hospital grounds where staff were buried in their scrubs. I remember the images of 20-year-old Chaban Adalu, who was burned on the ground of Al Aqsa Martyrs Hospital, IV still attached to his arm. I remember the five newborns left to rot in their beds as Al Nasser Hospital was evacuated. I remember nephrologist Dr. Hammam Al-Loh, who days before his murder had done an interview and said, "If I go, who looks after my patients?" He decided to stay and keep helping his patients and even risking his own life. And of course, as you have just heard and as many of you have known, in the early hours of the 23rd of March, Red Crescent paramedics were called to respond to an emergency in Rafah, and they came under fire. More ambulances were sent for them only to be attacked too. And they've been found this week. 15 brave heroes, 8 Red Crescent paramedics, 6 civil defense rescue workers, and a UN agency worker. They were found buried in their uniforms, hands tied behind their back, executed. What a war crime. Israel tried to hide the evidence by bulldozing them, bulldozing their ambulances and setting them on fire, but they can't bury the truth because we're out here week after week bearing witness, telling the truth. And overnight came out the footage that showed what a lying state Israel is. They said there were no lights, they said they were hunting terrorists, but we can see the truth. We can see it. We know in that recording of their last moments, one of the civil defense workers said, سامحيني يما هذه الطريق اللي اخترت تساعد الناس which means forgive me mother for this is the path that I have chosen to help people and he paid the price for it with his life. These war crimes happening for the whole world to see just keep getting worse and worse and such a brazen criminality can only happen with the impunity of knowing that the world leaders will not lift their finger to do anything about it. Yay! Our own world leaders have still not cut ties with the criminal state of Israel. Yay! They have not done anything to help the people of Palestine. Shame on them. These attacks and the blocking of aid is designed to cripple all efforts to survive, designed to dismantle the healthcare system so that no one is left behind who can help others. This is a target, an attack on life itself. And where is the bravery of our leaders? Can they match even 0.1% of the courage of these healthcare heroes who put their life on the line to save others? I don't think that they can. Shame on them. I now want to play a short testimonial recorded in a video by a doctor from Perth, Dr. Muhammad Mustafa, who's in Gaza right now volunteering with PANSMA. He recorded this on the 18th of March, just as this, again, so-called ceasefire was broken again. Let us bear witness to him.
We've worked throughout the entire night. We haven't stopped. The bombing has been non-stop. We've run out of ketamine, we've run out of propofol, we've run out of all painkillers, we can't sedate anyone, we can't give them any analgesia. When we intubate people, they wake up and they're choking because we have no sedation. There are 7 girls getting their legs amputated, no anesthesia. The bombing is still going on. The room is still shaking. I haven't slept. We went to bed at about 1 o'clock and at 1:30 the bombing started. It's about 10 a.m. now. Just come back to my room. I'm lightheaded. I'm dizzy.
He was doing this during Ramadan while fasting in the holy month of Ramadan. Shame on our leaders. Shame on Israel. Shame on them. Free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
Stop bombing Lebanon. One struggle, one fight. Healthcare is a human right.
One struggle, one fight. Healthcare is a human right.
One struggle, one fight. Healthcare is a human right.
One struggle, one fight. Healthcare is a human right.
I want to end by some words that I've just read from the brave Dr. Randal Fattah, an academic in Macquarie University. She just said, "There will be a day of reckoning for the flying bodies, headless babies, incinerated ambulances, murdered prisoners and starved and bombed, tortured refugees. Don't break. Channel your rage and disgust into trauma and trauma into refusing to surrender and to despair. Think about what accountability and justice will look like. Let that fuel you to keep you going. Thank you."
Thank you so much, Denise. Let's do that chant again. One struggle, one fight. Healthcare is a human right.
One struggle, one fight. Healthcare is a human right.
One struggle, one fight. Healthcare is a human right.
One struggle, one fight.
Free, free, free Palestine.
Free, free Palestine.
And she's just written a short poem, which she's going to read in response to some of the recent atrocities.
Yepka.
Thank you for having me. I too acknowledge that we are meeting on Gadigal land that has never been ceded, and how we are connected to the people's resistance everywhere. Resistance against colonialism, resistance against capitalism, resistance against empires of hatred, destruction. We are here. We are channeling our rage. The way we vote will show that. The way we campaign will show that. So let's not give up. I couldn't help thinking of a very famous song this morning, a song that made Billie Holiday famous, a song that, again, connects civil rights movement, resistance, fighting for truth, telling truth to power. It unites us all. So I brought this song into 2025, into Gaza, into Palestine, into the Middle East. It's only short. Strange Fruit 2025. Gaza's trees bear a strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the root, bodies dangling in a Mediterranean breeze, strange fruit hanging from twisted trees. Gaza, the ruby of the valiant Levant, your torn lips mutter a haunting chant. Your famous strawberries, once sweet and fresh, red with the juice from shredded flesh. Here is a fruit for no one to eat, for no rain to wash, no sun to delete. All the world should see it, make us cry, shake us and wake us from just standing by.
Thank you so much, Jebka.